you?
I'm Batman.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Had to wait for the chorus. We got a fine guest. He's joined us live via Zoom. It is Matt Rothschild. We call him Batman. He's the vigilante of good governance. He is the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Matt, a friend of ours, thank you so much for joining us this fine Friday afternoon.
Well, it's always a pleasure being on with you guys. How are you doing?
Good, Matt. Thanks for joining us,
Matt. Excellent, Matt. My mood pretty good, all things considered. What do you think about the 5-2 ruling of the Wisconsin Supreme Court? No voter purge. Suck it, Rick Essenberg.
Well, it was a great ruling, and it was great for citizens of Wisconsin who want to exercise their freedom to vote. You know, they were going to throw out, 17,000 voters who were mistakenly identified. You know, originally they're going to throw out 230,000 voters, and 17,000 of those, hadn't moved at all. And their records were wrong. I mean, it was just a terrible thing to assert. The shocking thing about this great decision is not Hagedorn. Hagedorn's been, on the right side of some really important issues and showing some courage and some independence, is Chief Justice Rogensack. Yeah. It's amazing to me that she sided with the liberals. She almost never sides with the liberals in controversial cases. This was kind of a stunner to me. And maybe Hagedorn is rubbing off on Patience Rogensack a little bit.
Man, maybe she's concerned. She's the next one on the ballot, right? 2023? Right. Doesn't want some sort of electoral blowback against the judiciary. Man, another ruling, the federal courts, and more bitch slapping of conservative think tanks. And M.Q. Kittle, apparently the journalist, air quotes, on behalf of McIver, that sued Tony Evers and said, "You won't let me in the party." And the federal courts, the appellate court, the Seventh Circuit said, "We don't have to let you in the party." Man, two bad rulings, from the conservative point of view.
Yeah, the Republican cause took a bad beating today in the courts, both the federal courts and at the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. To me, the most important thing is the Wisconsin State Supreme Court decision, especially as it relates to lawsuits that are likely to come its way on gerrymandering, on the rigging of the maps, which Voss and Lemieux are going to do sometime this fall. I mean, they don't have a slam dunk anymore at the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. It's no longer guaranteed that whatever Voss and Lemieux bring before the Wisconsin Supreme Court, they're just going to, rubber stamp it and say, "You guys are right. We'll let you rig the maps again." And that's a really good sign for people in Wisconsin who are sick and tired of the gerrymandering that happened back in 2011, one of the worst gerrymanders ever. Actually, the people of Wisconsin have said over and over and over again that they hate gerrymandering. There were 5 ballot measures on Tuesday on the ballot, 4 counties, Ashland, Buffalo, Polk, and Richland County. The citizens in those counties, by overwhelming margins, voted in favor of a non-binding referendum telling the legislature to ban gerrymandering and give us independent nonpartisan redistricting. And, if the case is going to come to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, I wouldn't be betting my last dollar that Hagedorn and, who knows, Rogensack maybe now wouldn't side with the Republicans.
Well, I'm not going to bet on Rogensack.
Or Hagedorn. But we like the trend.
Matt, I've got to ask you about the court of jurisdiction in the redistricting. I would have anticipated that would have gone to the federal courts. You think it will end up before the state Supreme Court first, though?
No, it's anybody's guess. I mean, I was just making a hypothesis there. It could go either way. It could go to the state courts and then end up the Wisconsin Supreme Court, or it could go to federal court. There's going to be a foot race by the lawyers in their 3-piece suits to see who can get to which court the fastest. And if they get into federal court, it'll go that way. I actually think either way, the odds are we may have better maps this time around than we did last time. Certainly in federal court, if the federal judge appoints someone to draw the maps are going to be better than those rig maps we got in 2011.
Yeah. Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Our pal, Batman Matt Rothschild, executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, joining us via the Zoom. Matt, thank you for doing so. I saw your piece. I guess it's really what I reached out to you today in this regard. An op-ed you put out, saw it at the Wisconsin Examiner. Don't interfere with the freedom to vote. Anymore, I guess what I would say, but let's get into it, Matt. What is your contention and what are your concerns?
Well, there's this raft of really ugly voter suppression bills that are circulating here in Wisconsin, a dirty dozen of them practically. And there were three or four of them were being heard at a committee, assembly committee, that Kathy Bernier chairs. And so I testified yesterday at that committee hearing by Zoom. I was grateful she gave that opportunity for those of us to testify remotely. Not all Republican chairs do that, but I didn't mince my words. You know me, I don't usually mince my words. And what I wanted to point out, rather than the specific ugliness of this bill, that bill, and the other bill, was the context for this. I mean, these bills, not only in Wisconsin, but around the country, they're trying to do several ugly things. One is to cast doubt on the validity of Biden's election and the legitimacy of the Biden presidency, and also cast doubt on the integrity of our elections. They're trying to retroactively, rescue the propaganda that spilled out of Donald Trump's mouth ad nauseum. And, this is playing with fire. They're trying to throw red meat to their base. We saw how a fraction of that base reacts when they're fed that unhealthy diet on January 6th. And really, they want to keep playing with this fire. It's outrageous.
Well, and specifically some of the testimony, invite only testimony in these committees, some of it given specifically by right wing talk radio. For example, some of the committee chairs, signers of the paper, the document to encourage the vice president at the time, Mike Pence, to delay the certification of the vote, let alone the seditious 15. So the motivation for the Republicans in this case, and again, Matt, with also no evidence of any improprieties whatsoever. They've had ample opportunity, 60 cases plus across this country, several here in the state of Wisconsin, and their attorneys were laughed out of court and, hell, might even have to pay a price for bringing these kinds of lawsuits. And now you see different municipalities wanting to go back to the people filing these lawsuits for compensation for having to go and defend these. But specifically, Matt, some of these bills that you point out, one of them really got to me is that SB 207 would not allow anybody to become a poll worker if they're part of some sort of issue advocacy group. And I, when I saw this, the first thing I thought to myself was Robin Voss all decked out in the PPE telling people how great it was out last April or the April election, how safe it was to go outside. Well, he was volunteering at his poll place. Would this kind of bill stop Robin Voss from being able to volunteer at his local polling place?
Actually, it would. If he was on the ballot, he couldn't volunteer because he'd be part of an employee of his campaign or part of his campaign. But it also would prohibit all those nice people with the League of Women Voters from acting as poll workers if they're employees of the League of Women Voters. And let's remember, it's really hard for some clerks to find enough poll workers on election day. And yeah. So they're going to be even limiting the number of people who can apply to be a poll worker with this bill. Then how is the election going to come off smoothly if the clerk can't find enough poll workers? I mean, that's ridiculous.
Also, SB 213, allowing venue shopping to seek a favorable outcome, essentially causing endless litigation, Matt. What's up with that one?
Well, right now, if you've got a problem with the way elections were running or what one election official did, you have to send a complaint to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. That's the law that the Republicans wrote. And evidently, it's not good enough for them now, because now they want any citizen can file a lawsuit against any election official anytime during an election, for instance. And on top of that, that citizen can go shop around for the best county to file that lawsuit in. And so conceivably, if you're a Republican, you can get it out of Dane County and go up to the most conservative county upstate and have the case heard there. I mean, who in their right mind would be an election official who would apply to be a clerk if they know that they could be hit with a lawsuit anytime by any disgruntled citizen? I mean, it just would entangle our elections even worse than they were entangled in 2020.
And I suspect they might find a friendly courthouse, let's say in Ozaukee County. Our fine guest, he is Matt Rothschild. He's Batman. He is the vigilante of good governance, the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Matt, want to get your impression of some election night tweeting from Speaker Robin Voss. Jill Underle, the Democratic supported candidate for the state superintendent. Well, Underle won, and it didn't take Robin Voss more than about an hour to be cast in some shade. He's not going to fund DPI anymore because obviously she's owned by the big union bosses, the teachers union. Matt, this smacks so desperately of partisanship because, of course, the Republicans supported Kerr.
Yeah, I mean, there's no nonpartisan race anymore in Wisconsin. I think we should just dump the term nonpartisan race, whether it's for DPI or whether it's for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. But look, Robin Voss lost at his own game. Republicans are losing at their own game, which is the money game. You know, this time, groups supporting Underle outspent the groups supporting Kerr 5-1. I mean, similarly, Democrats in the November election outspent the Republicans here in Wisconsin. So all of a sudden, Robin Voss is, you know, crying in his beer. I mean, maybe he should think about doing some campaign finance reform then.
There's an idea.
Well, they just did some campaign finance reform. They lifted caps from 10 grand to 20 grand. And if you give it to his, RCCC committee, then it's corporate and it's uncapped. It's a sweet deal. They already changed the campaign finance laws.
And they thought it was just going to work for them, but Ben Wilkers found a way to make it work for Democrats too. But it is outrageous how much money can be thrown around.
Matt, don't you think that's a compelling argument for why Republicans should perhaps support H.R. 1, SB 1 in the U.S. House and Senate? Well, this would change a lot of the election laws. This would be a federal template that would come down. Matt, have you investigated or studied this legislative piece? I mean, it's going to be difficult with Joe Manchin, but it seems like if it could pass, I mean, this could be a whole new political ball game. It would effectively roll back Citizens United and many of the partisan gerrymandering efforts.
Yeah, and it would get rid of or block these voter suppression laws that Republicans are trying to pass here in Wisconsin and are passing already in Georgia and likely in more Republican-dominated states. H.R. 1's a great law. It would give us independent nonpartisan redistricting, ban gerrymandering. It would require big money groups to disclose who their donors are. No more dark money. Let's settle for that. So it would also re-enfranchise the formerly incarcerated, which I think is an important issue. There are 44,000 people in Wisconsin right now who have served their time, who are outside the prison gates. They paid their dues and still they can't vote because they're on paper. That's ridiculous. Many states are letting people who used to be in prison vote, and it's time for Wisconsin to do that too.
Man, obviously, spring turnout was not enormous, but the overwhelming number of voters apparently voted for Underle, the Democratic-supported candidate. Do you think that this is reflective of a turn in the tide? Is Wisconsin becoming more blue, looking specifically at the Kurowski race, the Biden race, and now the state superintendent race?
Yeah, I think Wisconsin statewide at the aggregate level is getting a lot more blue. I mean, every statewide race since in the last 2 years has gone for Democrats. You know, we have Evers, we have the Secretary of State, we got we got everybody. We got the state Supreme Court, we got the superintendent of schools. And I think it's part of a nationwide trend that we're seeing right now. More and more people are identifying as members of the Democratic Party. So I think that's part of it. The other part of it is that Democrats in Wisconsin are playing the game really shrewdly, and Ben Wickler is top of that list.
Hey, if you ever have a political party, make sure you invite that guy. He's Matt Rothschild. He's Batman. He's our good friend from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Matt, thanks for coming around. Have a great weekend, buddy.
You too. My pleasure.
Thanks, Matt.
folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. One last segment for your phone calls. Dial us up, air your grievances. 844-967-2789.
Stop. The pen is truly mightier than the sword.